Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. Get at us a couple of different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, The Real Dorf on Sports there. We got real Major League Baseball to be talking about. We got real NBA hoops to be talking about. NHL hockey, both of those, NHL and NBA, kind of on their final swoon of the season. So we'll be talking a lot about that. Obviously, NFL free agency and all kinds of craziness there. Golf, you name it. We got you covered. Basketball-wise, Steph Curry and Jason Tatum really went out and put on a show on Saturday night. Great stuff watching them. So much fun. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, and yes, it was a show by Tatum and Curry last night. But like I said, we got a ton more to talk to, so let's get to it.
Yeah, man, tons of things to dive into in the sports world. We'll get to all of it again. Get at us a couple of different ways on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Call us 1-800-878-7529. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We're just getting warmed up. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Outdoor experiences could be better. Clearly better. Canon sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. Using Japanese optics, Canon's lenses are clearer, lighter, and stronger than other lenses, and they're nearly impossible to scratch. With frames handcrafted in Italy, Canon sunglasses elevate your experiences outside, with a degree of clarity beyond your wildest imagination. Canon designs and manufactures our high-performance eyewear to be clearly better than any sunglasses you've tried before. Use the exclusive code CanonCast15 at Canon.com to receive 15% off your first pair. That's K-A-E-N-O-N-C-A-S-T-1-5. Canon. Clearly better.
Hi, this is Ron Barr, and I've got great news for anyone suffering from ongoing pain due to aging, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Relief Factor is a 100% research-based formula that was created to combat the root causes of inflammation. Relief Factor is designed to address sore muscles, stiff joints, aches, and the general discomfort you may feel. There are four key ingredients, and each approaches the body's natural inflammatory response function from a different metabolic pathway. And they've got something special for Sports Byline Network listeners. You can get their three-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. Head to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-500-8384. Relief Factor helps to support a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort from the effects of daily living, and you can get yours at ReliefFactor.com or by calling 1-800-500-8384. Your life, your freedom, get back to living at ReliefFactor.com.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. Even though you may feel like it's not essential, it's smart to have an accountant you can go to as needed. Not necessarily hiring one to keep on staff with you, but finding a certified CPA you can hire to do your taxes when the time comes and get financial advice from when you need it. It also never hurts to have an accountant review your business's cash flow to make sure you're covered in an unpredictable economic situation. If you know your numbers and stay on top of them, you'll always be in a better situation. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored mm-hmm. small business solutions that make you feel okay. truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We are now going to hook up with our professor of sports who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We like to razz him a little bit about the weather and this and that, but we truly enjoy talking to John Poulter, our professor of sports. Good morning, John. How are you today? Are you with us, John? We'll get him here in a moment, I'm pretty sure. But, Mike, lots of things happening in hockey world, bro. I don't know if you know this, but as soon as we do pick up John, Gordie Howe has a record that is about to be broke, I believe, this week. So I know that that's something that John did want to discuss with us. So hopefully we have our professor of sports, John Poulter, with us now. John, good morning. Hi. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
No complaints. Like I said, I don't know if you were catching me early there, but I said we like to give you a little, you know, ribbing about the weather usually, but, you know, I'll give you a break from that today because,
You have to do that on a day when it's 52 degrees, you know. Today would have been the day to talk about the weather.
Well, 52, I mean, you know, it's all relative, I guess. But, hey, speaking of 52, I mean, I don't know how long this record has been in place, but Gordie Howe, the career games played record, is about to be broken. Is that true?
That's exactly true. Patrick Marleau played in game 1,767 on Saturday night, which tied him with Mr. Hockey. And he will break, all things being equal, he will break the record on Monday night when he takes the ice for the San Jose Sharks against the Las Vegas Golden Knights. So, yeah, very big piece of history. I mean, Gordie Howe played a number of games in the WHA. So, you know, depending on whether you consider those to be major league games or not, I think it was about 285 games. So he's got a ways to go in total games. But in terms of NHL records, he's sitting there right now with the great Gordie Howe in terms of games played. I think that's a tremendous achievement, quite frankly, when you don't see athletes play that long anymore.
You know, hold on one second, Mike. You know, you bring up a great point. I'm sorry I had to jump in here, but I want to relate this to a couple of different sports, obviously, and that's going to be football and that's going to be basketball, where you have guys like LeBron James and you have Tom Brady, right? Would you put Patrick in that same category, John?
Yeah, I would. I was looking at the Brady stats on Saturday night, and I believe he's in the 300s, and of course you're looking at a much shorter season in football, so it's not a great parallel. In terms of baseball, I believe Pete Rose is the all-time leader in games played, which probably shouldn't be a surprise. Hockey might be a little bit tougher because it's a much more physical game than some of the others. Notwithstanding, football is a very physical game, but as I say, the season is shorter.
And they play once a week, you know. So
yeah,
I think
exactly.
Your point is valid. No, go ahead.
Yeah, and there's a lot more travel, obviously, in hockey because of the fact that football players only play once a week. Assuming that an NFL team plays at home every second week and on the road every second week, that means they're traveling once every 2 weeks. If a hockey player was traveling once every 2 weeks, you'd think he died and gone to heaven.
I agree with you. But I just think it's interesting in the sense of, you know, these are people that obviously can bring men together to accomplish great things. And I guess maybe Cal Ripken, his record of consecutive games played, and which is something, honestly, John, that I don't think ever will be broken again. It's 2,100 and whatever it was. I don't even remember. 2,162 or something along those lines, maybe?
It was a little bit more than that. Gehrig was 2,130. I think Ripken was 2,600 and something when he finally called an end to it. But, you know, it's interesting you talk about the consecutive games because not only has Marlow played a lot of games, he's played the last 894 of them consecutively, which is the 1, 2, 3, the fourth longest all time. And ironically, he's about 14. He's about 14 games behind former Arizona Coyote Keith Yandle, who still has a streak going at 908. So that's a bit of interesting trivia for longevity as well.
Yeah, it is interesting. All right, so let's talk about what we're seeing on the ice right now. And might as well start at home here with our Arizona Coyotes, who are clinging on to that eighth spot right now. I think they've got 45 points. They got to hold off a Calgary Flames team that's got 41. They're right in the mix with the Canadians, who have 47 total points, and then right behind them, obviously, the Blues, they got to kind of keep them in check as well with 44 points. So do the Coyotes cling and hang on to that eighth spot, John?
Well, you have to keep in mind, Andy, that this year it's not conference standings that determine playoff spots. It's the top four teams in each division. So the Coyotes are not competing with the Canadiens and Calgary and some of those other teams that you mentioned. The only teams they're really concerned about, quite frankly, are the teams that are in and around them point-wise in their own division. And I think it's fairly safe to say that, like every other division in the National Hockey League, the West, the top three teams pretty much punched their ticket to the playoffs. Colorado 64, Vegas 62, Minnesota 57, then there's that huge drop-off to the Coyotes in fourth with 45. Gets a little interesting below that, looking at St. Louis with 44, San Jose with 40, and the LA Kings with 38. So their rivals for the playoffs really are, in my mind, are the St. Louis Blues. The Sharks went on a bit of a winning streak a couple of weeks ago and got themselves right back into it, but they're starting to drop away now. I think they've lost five in a row, so they're heading in the wrong direction. I think it's between Arizona and St. Louis for that last playoff spot, and because of the way that it's set up this year, they're not looking for eighth spot. They're looking in the conference. They're looking for fourth spot in their own division. So it sort of limits them in terms of opponents, but I think it helps them in that because of the way the schedule is this year, every game they play is against somebody within their division. So they've got lots of chances to get back into this by playing within their own division. So they've pulled themselves back into it. When we first talked about them making the playoffs, so 5 or 6 weeks ago, I wasn't very hopeful they could get in there, but they've certainly played a lot better in the last month or so, and they're right in there with a fighting chance.
You know, John, I know Andy's not going to give you a ribbon about the weather, but I'm just going to let you know, and I don't want to make you jealous, but I was laying by the pool for about 2 hours yesterday with an adult beverage at about 85 degrees. So,
you know, I got to just jump in. That can't be such a great visual for most people, Mike Wilson.
Hey, I've seen you with your shirt off, so let's not be talking, great looks. So, you know, it is what it is. There's a couple beached whales out on the sand there. So we'll go past that. Moving on. The last couple of weeks I've been talking about the trade deadline and everything. Besides maybe some of the bigger trades, what was a trade that you saw happen that you're like, you know what, that could be a sneaky good trade for that team that could benefit them down the line?
Good question. I would first thought would be the Colorado Avalanche picking up Devan Dubnyk as a backup goaltender. You can never have too much goaltending. You can never leave yourself short if you are on a playoff run, and with the condensed schedule or compressed schedule the way that it is, you can't afford to not have a strong guy in goal. Dubnyk, from Colorado's standpoint, they probably hope they don't need him. But I think that was a heck of a pickup. It was relatively inexpensive, too, as a low-round draft pick. So I think that might be the trade. And the other one that, he was a big name, but I think adding to a team that will make a huge playoff run is the Boston Bruins, and that is Taylor Hall. And quite frankly, I thought the Bruins got Taylor Hall for a very, very low price. I would have thought he would have brought a lot higher price than he did, an AHL player and a draft pick or two. That's the trade that might swing the tables in the East as far as the Bruins and the playoffs are concerned, but I got to go with Dubnyk as the sleeper trade, Mike.
Good. Very good point, and obviously we hear the music. Means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation with our professor of sports, John Poulter, but on the other side, we'll probably shift gears and talk some baseball. We've had no-nos. We've had some impressive things happening on the diamond, so definitely want to get into that with John Poulter, our professor of sports. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
As Gotch brings it in, Sharks get it out. Here's a breakaway. Patrick Marleau scores!
This is Dorf on Sports.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Martinez with a high fly ball into right field deep. Canna's back, says he has it. Lunges, and the ball is out of here. That is gone. He could not make the catch. To the opposite field, Martinez again. And the Red Sox are once again within one.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another one. Hanging out with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We talk NHL hockey. We talk Major League Baseball. Sometimes we talk football. It just kind of depends on what's going on in the sports world at that moment in time. But I'll just kind of remind us all, I remember J.D. Martinez very well when he was here for the Arizona Diamondbacks, now playing for the Boston Red Sox, who, by the way, are playing out of their minds right now, John Poulter. So can you explain what's happening in Boston right now?
I cannot explain it at all, other than the fact that they had a much better spring training than we thought. We talked a number of times throughout the spring training sessions that there were some teams that were playing a lot better than we would have anticipated, and Boston was a name that kept coming up. Sitting there at 10-4, quick guess tells me that other than the Los Angeles Dodgers, that's probably the most wins in Major League Baseball. They're 9-1 in their last 10. I don't understand it. I just don't think they're that good of a ball club. Let's look at it again in a couple of months and still see if they are still playing at that pace. I'd be surprised if they are, but you look at the other end of that division, and who would have thought that the New York Yankees, with all of their money and all of their talent and all of their depth, would be 5-9 and in last place in that division. So, as we've often said, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. The first tenth of the marathon, Boston's in first place.
Yeah, it's crazy. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, no, John, you know, you're talking about crazy and the Boston Red Sox, and, you know, granted, my son is a huge Red Sox fan, so he's pretty happy right now. I just said, you know, slow your roll a little bit. It's, you know, we're 14 games in, just take it easy. But the surprise to me is kind of in that American League Central. It seems kind of topsy-turvy. I was expecting the Twins to be at the top of that division, and we got Kansas City there, and not that that division's tearing it up, but would you say that Kansas City would be a surprise being in the lead in the AL Central right now?
Yeah, based on almost a similar comments to my comments on Boston, Mike, you know, Kansas City had the best record in the Cactus League, and we kept looking at that saying, boy, you know, is this really the Kansas City Royals? They've played the Toronto Blue Jays the last three games, single game Thursday night, doubleheader Saturday. Kansas City won the game on Thursday. Friday was rained out, caused a doubleheader Saturday. The Blue Jays won the first game on Saturday. Kansas City won the nightcap in the bottom of the seventh inning on a bit of a sloppy play, but a win is a win is a win. I'm surprised. I mean, before we came on air, I made a very quick list of seven surprise teams and seven disappointing teams in Major League Baseball, and Kansas City was on the surprise list at 8-5, and the White Sox and the Twins are on the disappointment list at 6-8. So I think I share your thoughts when you say that you think Kansas City is a surprise. You know, same comments as Boston. We're a tenth of the way through the season. Quite frankly, I don't see it lasting, but who knows? We've seen stranger things.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. Let's just keep rolling through the divisions. Let's go to the West in the American League, where the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim are now leading that division, which, quite frankly, has been all over the place. You know, Houston got out of the gates really good. I think they were 6-0 at one point. They've won one game since then. We expect this to be a highly competitive division. I think Oakland will come around. They always do for some weird reason. It'd be kind of cool to see LA and Oakland battling this thing out. But at the end of the day, we've been talking about the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim for a long, long time. And quite frankly, they let us down. This has got to be the year, right, John?
Well, as we've talked before, if it's not the year, I think we're talking major surgery in Orange County. I just don't see them letting this crew stay together. 8-5 in first place, and to me, just as big a surprise in that American League West is the Seattle Mariners at 9-6. I really didn't see them as a 9-6 team, 10th of the way through the season. We talked about Houston getting out of the gate really quickly. They beat Oakland in the first four games of the season in the opening series. That was a surprise because I've always felt and still feel that the Oakland Athletics are the strongest team in that division. And, you know, you mentioned the fact that they're starting to get it turned around, and you're exactly right because they've won 7 in a row, 8 out of their last 10. I think that's a team that's ready to make its move, and quite frankly, I think it's a much more solid team top to bottom than any other team in that division. I think Los Angeles is probably the second best team in that division, but I just don't think they're as good a team as Oakland right now. I think when we're talking a month from now, I think we're going to be talking the Oakland A's in first place.
John, my question is with the NL East, with the Mets, Marlins, Phillies, you know, all those teams, and you got the Braves at the bottom right now. And, you know, and we can stress, you know, we're a tenth of the way through the season, like you just said. But is that National League East a bit of a surprise in terms of who's up, who's down, kind of who's in the middle?
Yeah, it is. And that's a division probably more than any division has been COVID-affected. I forget how many games the whole Washington Mets first series was washed out because of COVID. I think there's been a couple more games postponed as a result of that. So, for instance, the Mets, they're in first place, but they're 6-4. They've only played 10 games. We're talking about a lot of other teams have played as many as 15 games. So, little bit of an apples and oranges comparison there, Mike, but you know, Philadelphia and Miami at 7-7, the Nationals after a terrible start back into it a little bit at 5-2, only two games behind. But yes, the huge surprise there to me is the Atlanta Braves at 6-9. I think that's a much, much more talented team, a lot of talented players on that team. I don't see them playing 400 baseball for the rest of the season. The secret is, don't get too far behind early, because a win in April is just as important as a win in September.
Absolutely. Okay, real quickly, before we get out of here with you, John, we got to get the NL Central in, which is obviously near and dear to both Mike and my heart right now. Cincinnati on top. They've got that plus 27 differential, scoring runs like crazy. The Brew Crew are playing a little bit better. They're up and down. The whole division is up and down, to be quite honest with you. But what do you see from the NL Central?
Well, other than Pittsburgh, I can see that being a pretty tight race all season. You know, Cincinnati, as you mentioned, in first place at 9-5. The Cubs, this is going to break Mike's heart when I tell him that the Cubs are 6-8, already three games out. Perhaps a bit of a concern, 3-7 in their last 10. But don't sleep on the St. Louis Cardinals. That's a team that's 7-7, only two games out. They will be heard from before this is over. I think probably in reality, Pittsburgh is the only team that is not going to spend some time in first place in that division certainly before the end of the season. Pittsburgh may be the only team that doesn't see first place in that division this week, the way that we've seen that division operate over the years. So, again, very, very early, 10% of the way through the season. But I can see the National League Central being a very competitive division, as it has many times in the last decade, as all of those teams seem to be developing at the same pace.
All right, real quickly, my question about the NL West is, are we looking at just crazy numbers from the Dodgers all year long? 13-2 at this rate, could we be looking at a record-setting year for the Dodgers?
We could be. They're on pace to win 140 games. We know that's not going to happen, so at some point in time they're going to come back to the pack. They've played two very good games against the San Diego Padres this series. Caught a bit of the game on Saturday night, was 1-0 going into the top of the ninth. Turner hits a home run, makes it 2-0. Bottom of the ninth, the Padres have got the tying runs at second and third with two out. Looks like a real base hit to drive in two runs, and Mookie Betts makes an incredible catch to save the ball game. So, yeah, Dodgers, great team. San Diego, not that far behind them. San Francisco is the prize. I think it's going to be a tight race.
It's pretty amazing what the Dodgers have done since 2013. Honestly, go take a look at what they've done since 2013. It's basically NLDS, NLCS, and then obviously World Series stuff. So, John, as always, a true pleasure. We'll catch up next week.
My pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep
here
it close.
He comes. And that one's deep. Right center. Christian Yelich has tied it up. Not once, but twice. With the Brewers down to their last strike already this year. Coming up with a monster home run.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Nature is certainly amazing. You just never know what all of a sudden would have prompted this swarm of bees.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday. All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not today or any day.
So today at Progressive.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hard. That's why you don't want to turn it over.
That's a miss by Young. And now Curry and company running. Seen a year ago here in Indianapolis. Rick was mentioning that he had 60 against the Pacers, and Curry's wide open. It's like a free throw.
Take the last shot for the Pacers in the hand.
Golden State has a 30-point lead the way this crowd reacts with Steph in the game.
Here's Curry firing.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I wish I was hitting shots like Steph Curry is as of late, Mike Wilson. The guy has been on an absolute tear, just playing phenomenal basketball. A stat that I found very interesting and intriguing is that this guy has scored 50 points three-plus times a year after the age of 32. And, like, it seems mind-boggling to me to think that Michael never did that. So this puts Steph Curry, obviously, in a class of his own. And quite frankly, I've never seen anybody shoot the way that this guy can shoot. You know, you think of bad shots, good shots. I don't care what shot this guy takes. It's a good shot. I'm sorry, but at the end of the day, when you can do what this kid does any given night, night in and night out, I almost feel like he's underappreciated. And I don't know if you understood when I talked about this with you right before he broke Will Chamberlain's scoring record, and that night he scored 53 points. But that was basically kind of my theme about Steph Curry at that given moment in time. And quite frankly, man, as I keep watching this guy more and more, he is one of the all-time greats that we've ever seen, Mike.
Oh, you can certainly argue that he is probably the best or the all-time greatest shooter that we have ever seen. Him and Damian Lillard are just, they're in the arena range. Like, it doesn't matter where they are at on the floor. They are a threat from anywhere. But Curry, just over the course of his career, look, he revolutionized the way the NBA is played now. It is a 3-point shooting contest in the NBA, and that's because of Steph Curry. So, you know, when we talk about Curry, you got to talk about just where he can score from, which is anywhere, and just how he changed the NBA game.
You know, I also think he's a much better finisher than people give him credit for as well. I know everybody thinks that Kyrie Irving is the best finisher, the best guy going to the basket in the league, but I'll tell you what, man, I've seen Steph hit so many and ones throughout his career. He definitely goes up strong. The one spot where he's a little bit weak, which, by the way, he's definitely improved this quite a bit over the years too, is defensively. At the end of the day, man, he's such a great offensive player that you give him a little bit of slack on the defensive end because of what he can do on the offensive side. But quite frankly, bro, I really, really appreciate this guy for several reasons, because he's obviously making shots at an unbelievable clip. They're difficult shots, but he's also a guy that's been loyal to the Golden State Warriors. And, dude, for me, there's something that I find very, very refreshing about people that want to stay in one spot, like your guy Damian, like my guy Giannis, like this guy, Steph Curry. I'm sorry, but there's something very, very special and very unique about an athlete that really, truly enjoys being in one spot for their whole career.
No, there is. And it's just not seen anymore in this time of, you know, super teams getting together like AAU ball and just teaming up, just trying to have the most offensive weapons or the best talent around. Look, I mean, when you and I were growing up, guys stayed with their teams. They wanted to beat the you-know-what out of each other to win the title and earn it in a way that that separated them from the rest of their peers. They weren't teaming up. And for Curry to stay where he's at, the thing that really, in my opinion, you know, the last couple of years, look, Golden State really hasn't been all that good record-wise because they've dealt with some pretty extensive injuries to their squad, and he stayed there. You haven't heard anything about him saying, I want out, trade me, I want to go to Brooklyn, or I want to go to L.A. or something like that. You're not going to hear that out of Curry because this is where Golden State is where he became Steph Curry, the shooting legend, the guy that changed the NBA. So he has loyalty to the franchise, and like you said, it's something that you can just admire about a guy like Steph Curry.
All right, so speaking of great performances, we're obviously talking about Steph Curry and what he's been doing as of late, but your guy Jason Tatum for the Boston Celtics is also on a crazy tear right now. He matched him. He dueled him neck for neck and earned, obviously, the respect of Steph after the game. They had a good embrace, and they were talking and things along those lines, but dude, we've seen the Celtics be anywhere, you know, in this top four to at the bottom. They're on a streak right now, brother. They've won six straight. I think the key to this, and I said this to you before, is Kemba. Kemba Walker being out there, being healthy, another guy that they can rely on to hit shots when Jaylen Brown isn't in the game like he was the other night against, obviously, in the game with Boston and Golden State. So, look, Kemba to me is the key. I've said to you, they have a big three, but the big three for the Boston Celtics have to be healthy at the right time. And it looks like they're playing themselves into pretty good position in the Eastern Conference at this moment in time. So, you know, a couple weeks ago, I was kind of like, whoa, what's going on with Brad Stevens? And, you know, now after they've won six straight games and they've pulled themselves back within the mix in the Eastern Conference, dude, I think that they are a formidable foe, and I think that they're going to be an extremely tough out when it comes playoff time, bro.
No, I'm hoping that as well for the Celtics. I mean, it's well documented. Yeah, I'm a Boston fan through and through. But the thing to me that has really kind of turned this thing around is simply the fact they're healthy. Look, when Kemba, and I love Kemba, don't get me wrong, I love Kemba, but when Kemba, at the beginning of the season, he wasn't fully healthy from his knee injury. So the first 13, 15, 17 games, something like that, he wasn't 100%. He's 100% now. He's not thinking about that knee that he's had problems with. Marcus Smart is back from injury, and Marcus Smart is the heart, the soul, the toughness on that team, and having him back has been great. So there are some injuries that they've overcome, and now they basically have everybody back in the fold. And let's see what happens if they can get six. They got six in a row. Let's see if we can get seven in a row, 10 in a row, you know, whatever it may be. But if you're going to start peaking, this is the time that you want to start peaking.
Hey, speaking of peaking, obviously the Phoenix Suns playing extremely well, only a game and a half out behind the Utah Jazz, who, by the way, that was a really fun game watching the Jazz and the Lakers. Lots of guys not on the floor, but quite frankly, the guys that were on the floor made that one heck of a basketball game. I got to ask you about the format, the new format with the NBA playoffs. Are you in favor or not in favor of the play-in tournament in each conference? What say Mike Wilson?
No, you know what? Sometimes change is good. Sometimes change is bad. This, I'm for it. Why not? Let's give it a shot. Let's see what this looks like. Let's see how it kind of pans out. You know, in the end, to me, I don't think it really matters if you're going to seed this, you know, the way they want to do it, you know, in the past or now. The top teams are going to find their way to the top. They just do. The cream rises to the top. So I'm in favor of this, but at the end of the day, I know the good teams like Utah or Milwaukee or Brooklyn or the Clips or Lake Show are going to find their way to the top. So we'll see how it goes, but I don't have a problem with it.
Look, I think it's interesting because it brings 10 teams in each conference into the mix. And, you know, it just,
right.
Look, at the end of the day, man, we've always talked about momentum and things along those lines. So even if you're a 10th seed, right, you come into
right.
the playoffs in the right form where you're playing extremely well at that moment. You know what? Anything can happen. Think about if this would have happened for the Phoenix Suns, right? Like last year when they were in the bubble. I'm sorry, but they may have been an extremely tough out last season for people had they been able to get themselves into the tournament. So, you know, to me, I think it's interesting because it brings more teams into play. Obviously, you're fighting now to be in the top 10, and teams like Washington, right, who haven't played extremely well all season long, but you've got Beal and you've got Westbrook, and if those guys can put it together, well, look out. And which, by the way, Russell Westbrook is on an unbelievable tear as well right now. The dude is getting triple doubles left and right. He's come back to himself a little bit. The one thing that really, really boggles my mind about him, he can't shoot free throws, man. Like it's crazy to me how poorly he shoots from the free throw line. But to me, that's what's intriguing. You know, Golden State, they're in the mix. San Antonio Spurs, they're in the mix. New Orleans Pelicans, they're in the mix. So I think the intrigue is that there's more teams that are involved. Not necessarily that they're going to have great postseason success, Mike, but you know what? You never know, right?
Yeah, you never know, and it creates excitement, you know, in those cities that are in the mix, like Golden State, like New Orleans, like Washington, like you were saying. So I'll go back to my original point. I don't have a problem with this. If it creates more buzz for the NBA and creates more excitement in these NBA cities, why not? It's not a bad thing to create more excitement. And let's face it, from a ratings standpoint and from a – maybe a public perception kind of standpoint, the NBA is struggling a little bit with their ratings and their perception among, you know, sports fans. So something like this could create more excitement, could create more interest for those people who have kind of left the NBA a little bit. So why not?
No, I agree. Hey, so MVP race, now it sounds like everybody's all over the Joker. So where are you
right.
on the MVP race?
Well, Joker certainly played his way into the conversation. I mean, Giannis is there. You can put Harden in the conversation for sure. I'm not a big follower of the MVP race per se. Usually the winner is on a team that wins.
Sure.
We'll see what happens, but I'm not, it's not a real big deal to me.
All right, let me ask you this because this is near and dear to you, maybe more so than that. LaMarcus Aldridge had to announce an abrupt
right.
retirement after an irregular heartbeat. I know you saw this guy play lots of games in Portland. Talk a little bit about him.
No, look, he's a solid pro, solid guy. I just hope that he finds his health. I think that's the reason he had to hang him up, but it was a great pro career for LaMarcus Aldridge.
I agree. He's a pro's pro. I guess that's the way I'd put him. Lots of all-star
yeah.
games, lots of big shots, lots of big games. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We got to wrap up this hour on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Warriors with an 11-point lead and the ball. Very dangerous time in the game for Cleveland. And Love tracking. Stephanie hit it. Are you kidding me? That is an impossible shot by Stephen Curry, running back to the other end, and he's got a look on his face like he got away with one.
Curry got another three. How does he do that in all that traffic?
This is Dorf on Sports.
Quick to his feet. That's poked away by Smart. Tatum gives it back to Smart. Back to Tatum for a two-handed jam.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with my man, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Hey, Mike, just out of curiosity, anything that we haven't spoken about here in hour number one that you need to get off your chest?
You know what? Not really. I'm just waiting to talk about the NFL draft because that's coming up and the whole Deshaun Watson cluster, you know what? So we get to that in an hour or two. That'll be great.
We will, obviously. Look, man, I want to ask you a little bit about the latest, obviously, on the Deshaun Watson saga with what's going on. And just obviously in only a minute or so, I just keep thinking, and again, man, I don't want to speculate too much, but as the days go on and on, I think it's harder and harder to see this guy on a football field, even as early as next season. I don't know if you happen to see the general manager speaking the other day, kind of joking about it in the sense of comparing it to Bitcoin or something like that. Did you hear that, or yes or no?
No, I didn't. I didn't see that at all.
Well, I saw him on TV, and the guy absolutely was talking a little bit about – and he was – again, I don't know how you can joke anything about – this situation with Deshaun Watson. I know that there are some people that have bowed out of it, and they don't want to get their name out there because you had to be confronted and put it out there. Look, again, I think it gets a lot uglier before this thing gets figured out. I know hour number one is in the books. That means hour number two is on the horizon. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunn. Doctors say they are homing in on the cause of blood clots that may be linked with certain coronavirus vaccines. It's been linked most firmly with AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine, which is in wide use in Europe and the UK. The US CDC and FDA are checking to see if Johnson & Johnson's vaccine might also cause the blood clots. Dr. John Torres had this to say when asked about the potential risks of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
You've heard about the Johnson & Johnson and the blood clots associated with that. Remember, there are only 6 out of almost 7 million people that were vaccinated, so that's less than 1 in a million, even if there is a connection, and they're certainly looking into that right now.
The FDA and CDC have asked for a pause in giving out the Johnson & Johnson vaccine while they investigate. In the U.S. weather forecast for this week, we could see heavy rainfall in parts of Florida, as well as rain and snow across the Midwest, Plains, and Northwest. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Doctors say Putin critic Alexei Navalny is close to death in Russian prison. USA's Dan Naraki has more.
The physician for imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says immediate action is needed as his patient could be close to death. Dr. Yaroslav Ashikbin says Navalny's health is deteriorating in the third week of a hunger strike to protest a refusal to allow his personal physicians to see him when he began to experience severe back pain. Navalny was arrested in January after returning from Germany, where he was recovering from being poisoned with a nerve agent, something he blames on Vladimir Putin's government. Navalny was imprisoned for violating a suspended sentence stemming from a fraud conviction, something he said was politically motivated. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Amazon has reinstated sales of a book critical of transgender identity among children after complaints from the author, who speculates many others might have joined her in the pushback. Maria Keffler's new book, Desist, Detrans, and Detox, Getting Your Child Out of the Gender Cult, had sold less than 100 copies when Amazon pulled it from the website. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time, comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Getting a lot of automated sales calls? USA Radio's Tim Berg has more on why.
Robocalls may seem endless these days.
We recently noticed your car's extended warranty was going to expire.
In March alone, an estimated 4.9 billion calls were reportedly made, according to UMail, which is equivalent to 15 calls for each person each month in the United States. Currently, the most popular category of robocalls are auto warranties. Acting chairwoman of the FCC, Jessica Rosenworcel, on why you're getting so many calls regarding auto warranties.
There's public information
out there about your cars that you own, and people are driving more than ever as we come out of this pandemic. So the time is ripe for fraud associated with these kind of things.
Rosen Warchell continues on ABC News by saying the FCC is taking action.
We're going to put in place new technologies that help authenticate our calls, and those new technologies will be in.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Chicago-based prosecutor was placed on paid leave Friday for failing to mention in a statement that Adam Toledo had dropped the handgun he was holding before he was shot by a Chicago police officer. According to a statement from State Attorney Kim Fox's office, the prosecutor failed to fully present the facts surrounding the death of the 13-year-old boy in a hearing. The hearing being referred to was on April 10th. Body camera footage released on Thursday of the March 29th shooting appears to show Toledo dropped the gun he was holding before he was shot by the officer. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, I would even say good evening to some of you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. And wow, whether it's talking about Steph Curry and that fantastic performance, or Jason Tatum as they dueled it out, or the NFL draft, which is coming up right around the corner, Major League Baseball in full effect, only about a tenth of the way through the season, NHL hockey, and NBA basketball playoffs coming in soon. I think we got you covered in every way, shape, and form. Mike, good morning, brother. How are you?
Doing great. Yeah, the draft's right around the corner. A lot of big names on the board. Lots of quarterbacks on the board. Where these quarterbacks are going to go is anybody's guess, unless your name is Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we know about Urban Meyer coming to the NFL, and obviously he wanted to coach that young man, and he's going to get that opportunity, as we know. But your son, not really, but same name, Zach Wilson, obviously being talked about a lot. Trey Lance, other guys as well, Justin Fields, you name it, you're right, brother. Lots of quarterbacks will be drafted high in this draft, and I think the biggest question, or bigger question, is what – person not being a quarterback will be drafted first. I know I hear the music. We've got to take a break. We're just getting loose, just getting warmed up. Tons of things to dive into this hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Having
your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. Even though you may feel like it's not essential, it's smart to have an accountant you can go to as needed. Not necessarily hiring one to keep on staff with you, but finding a certified CPA you can hire to do your taxes when the time comes and get financial advice from when you need it. It also never hurts to have an accountant review your business's cash flow to make sure you're covered in an unpredictable economic situation. If you know your numbers and stay on top of them, you'll always be in a better situation. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored mm-hmm. small business solutions that make you feel okay. truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. That's 800-251-7460.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amounts you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now.
Out of the gun again, Lawrence. Etienne on his right. Couple of tight ends in the game. It is a fake to Etienne and a touchdown for Lawrence as he kept it and went around the right end and into the end zone untouched. Clemson scores first with 6:34 to go in this first quarter on a 1 yard touchdown run by the great quarterback Trevor Lawrence.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
If I'm not mistaken, that young man went 38-2 throughout his college career. And, you know, it's interesting, throughout the week, we saw him come up with a statement about how he doesn't have that chip on his shoulder like a lot of kids do. You know, I found that to be a very interesting statement, to be honest with you, Mike Wilson from One Trevor Lawrence, about obviously the next level, the next journey that he's about to embark on. And I don't know, how did those comments strike you?
You know, not to have a chip on your shoulder. You know, I don't know really how they struck me, but it was something that I did find interesting, because you don't hear that out of a lot of guys, whether they are going to be the number one overall pick or a guy that maybe got passed over and slid down the draft kind of thing. Like you hear that these players come out and they want to have that perception that they have an edge to them, that they play the game with a certain verve of a certain way, and it doesn't matter where they're picked, you know. But to hear Trevor Lawrence, I'm like, look, he went 34-2. He's going to be the number one overall pick.
he has a pretty good life set up for him in front of him in the next 10 days, 11 days. So it didn't surprise me because he's not a big vocal guy in terms of how he kind of gets ready to play. He lets his play dictate for the most part, you know, his leadership ability. So, you know, and maybe, look, Andy, maybe he's just one of those guys that he doesn't need to play with a chip because he knows what he needs to do to be successful. And it's worked for him so far. So, you know, saying publicly that he doesn't, you know, play with this chip, take it for what it's worth. But so far, to me, it's worked for Trevor.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the family said, you know, later on that his sister, I think, who played maybe Division II or Division III soccer or something along those lines, was more competitive than him all throughout their childhood. And again, it's an interesting situation. I don't know if it necessarily means one thing one way or another. I just found it kind of interesting, and it's funny how we nitpick about people. So I guess I'll nitpick about this with you. Are we actually sleeping on Mac Jones a little bit? Is he underrated? Think about the guys he was behind, man. He was there with Tua, and he was there with Jalen Hurts. So I maybe we're sleeping on Mac Jones a little bit. Yes or no?
No, Mac Jones. I think we're sleeping on him just enough because look, he is your drop back quarterback, pocket quarterback that a lot of teams could use. He's played in big games. He's certainly seen his level, a great level of competition in the SEC. So I think I'm not sleeping on Mac Jones. I don't think he gets taken in the top 10. I think he's kind of more middle round to lower first round draft pick. I think if you want to talk about people nitpicking on a college player right now, it's Justin Fields of Ohio State. Give me Justin Fields over Zach Wilson every day of the week and twice on Sunday. Like it's,
you know,
it's
what?
Insane.
Hey, it's interesting that you said that because at the end of the day, I think we're all kind of waiting for what the next card that Bill Belichick will play is, right? And you just mentioned somebody that I think is very intriguing to Bill Belichick and many people throughout the league, and that's Justin Fields. So, you know, if you're Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots and you start seeing things happen on that draft board, do they figure out a way to move up in the draft, Mike Wilson?
To get Mac Jones?
No, to get Justin Fields,
To get Justin Fields, I can certainly see that. Look, the Patriots have been very unpatriot in terms of this offseason. They've spent like $150, $160 million in guaranteed money so far, and that's something Belichick and Kraft and everybody in New England, they just don't do that. So, you know, expect the unexpected, I think, this time around with the Patriots. Could I see the Patriots going after Mac Jones of Alabama? Yeah. Look, Belichick and Nick Saban are buddies. Like they are friends, from a long time ago. They've coached together. So, you know, all this kind of stuff and Saban letting Belichick know what Mac can do. I wouldn't be surprised if Mac Jones ends up in New England.
Hey, who's the first player drafted that's not a quarterback? Is it that Kyle Pitts kid from Florida? Is it Chase from LSU? Is it Devontae Smith or Jalen Waddle, who also is a great wide receiver? Is it that offensive tackle from Oregon? Who is the first guy drafted that's not a quarterback, at least in Mike Wilson's view?
I think the first player drafted that's not a quarterback is, you mentioned three names, okay? The Chase from LSU, Devontae Smith from Bama, and the tight end from
Kyle
Florida.
Pitts,
thank you. I think Pitts is kind of a generational kind of tight end. I really think he has that much talent to him, and I think if I was going to put money on it, I think Pitts is the first one to go. That's not a quarterback.
Interesting. No, and I mean, look, I again, that's such a unique position because if you can have a solid tight end for blocking and a guy that can make solid catches for you, it's such a luxury for quarterbacks, especially young quarterbacks in this league. And let's not kid ourselves. Tom Brady has made a killing throwing the ball to his tight ends. So look, at the end of the day, there's somebody that's going to crack through, and I don't exactly know who it is, but it's hard not to think that Smith will go off the board really quick as to what we saw him do in that national championship game, bro. The guy was unstoppable. The only thing that stopped him was himself getting hurt, right? So there's some really good value is what I'm trying to say. I think this draft has a lot of value, Mike.
No, this draft has a ton of value from obviously quarterbacks, their receivers, there's linemen. I think there are some people because he didn't play this year because of COVID, like he got out early. Penei Sewell from Oregon, I think that guy could be, you know, I mentioned, you know, Pitts from Florida kind of being a generational type of tight end. I think this guy could be a generational type of offensive lineman that a team's going to get and that can protect the franchise in their quarterback. So I think Sewell is right up there. There's offensive linemen to be had. I mean, there's a lot of value, like you said, in these players in this whole draft. And it's one of these drafts that it's just going to be interesting to see who goes where, who trades what as we go through it.
You know, it's an interesting year because a lot of teams are doing things in free agency that normally don't. And you know what, quite frankly, the Arizona Cardinals are a squad that's been extremely active. The latest pickup is James Conner, and I think there's something to this that we all don't necessarily know about. And I'm saying that because I think if he had a lot left in the tank, I don't think Pittsburgh would have necessarily let this guy go. However, if you're the Arizona Cardinals and you can pick up this guy on a one-year deal, there's not a lot of commitment one way or another. I actually think this is a pretty solid pickup, Mike.
It is, but it isn't to me. Connor, you know, look, he once Le'Veon Bell left Pittsburgh in the way he did and he got out of there, you know, obviously that the workhorse kind of became Connor. But to me, I'm being a Steeler fan. It wasn't a big loss to me that he came here to Phoenix, to Arizona to play for the Cardinals. I just don't see Connor as that guy that you can depend on to go to say to him, like, look, hey, we need 125 yards out of it. You need to get on it. You need to perform today. I don't know if Connor's that guy, whether it's on a 1-year deal or a 3-year deal for whoever. I don't know about how much better this really makes the Arizona Cardinals.
I just think it gives them a little more versatility. I mean, Chase Edmonds, a guy that obviously showed a little something throughout the year, but again, I question whether or not he's durable enough and whether you can pass, give this guy the rock 20 to 25 times a game. And James Conner was expected to do that for Pittsburgh. He did a decent job of it. But again, he got a little banged up. So I think if you can pass the rock around a little bit to a couple of different guys and you're the Arizona Cardinals, may not necessarily be a bad idea. They've got the 16th pick overall and I believe 5 total picks in this draft. So I think they'll go heavy defense, if I'm not mistaken, try to get that backside filled up a little bit. I know we got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Third down and 2 from the Cincinnati 21. Shotgun snap. Rudolph is running out of the pocket. Stops on the numbers. Throws to the running back. Connor at the 10. Down the sideline. The 5. Into the end zone. Breaking a tackle. Touchdown, Pittsburgh.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Watson running right. Now throws wide open. Touchdown, Darren Fells. And now, James, if you're Houston, do you go for two and try to tie it up? Watson. And he goes down. No, he stays on his feet. Throws on the run. Touchdown! Unbelievable! Watson, a magician!
The throw, Watson now in trouble, being chased. Chris Jones has him and takes him down. The Sac Nation delivers its first statement of the 2020 season, blowing through the right side protection. Former Chief Zach Fulton had no shot at right guard.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. We know what the guy can do on the field is obviously remarkable. I just wonder whether or not it continues to happen. And as we continue to learn more and more about this situation with Deshaun Watson, I don't know if you heard this, Mike, but the latest news that I have is that all 22 lawsuits against Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson will now be consolidated into one court. So I don't exactly know what that means. However, I do know that things are going to be investigated, and we are going to find out one way or another whether there is truth to these allegations from almost two dozen women now, Mike.
Yeah, it's certainly not looking good for Deshaun Watson at all. I still have the belief that he's gonna play this upcoming season. In what capacity, I'm not exactly sure. I don't know, you know, like you said, this is all being consolidated. It's probably a paperwork thing. It probably makes things a little easier for the attorneys, for the judges, for everybody concerned. But it's certainly not looking good. And as we go through this, I think each day that we go that passes us by, The chances of him maybe finishing the season probably deteriorate, you know, more and more.
All right. So, look, if you're the Houston Texans, then you have Tyrod Taylor on that roster. But with that being said, I've got to assume they're in the market for a quarterback in this draft. Yes or no, Mike Wilson?
Oh, you would think that they are taking a hard look at what they would have to do to trade up to get into the, you know, maybe get a Trey Lance, maybe a Mac Jones. I don't know if they're going to necessarily going to be able to get into, you know, getting a Zach Wilson, getting, you know, a Justin Fields, but, you know, we'll see. I mean, they're sitting pretty good in terms of their draft position, but to get where they want to get one of their guys, the guy that they think could come in, you know, in case, you know, they have to get another franchise quarterback, you know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's definitely very, very interesting and a very tough position for the Houston Texans to be in at this moment in time. I'm sorry, but you know, you want to be there for your guys, but at the same time, when it goes bad, you've got to be able to, you know, get yourself separated from those guys. And again, I really feel bad for the organization right now because their hands are kind of tied in both respects. You know, they don't want to bail on Deshaun because, quite frankly, they've made it pretty clear that they want this guy to be their quarterback. But now you've got 22 allegations from women about sexual assaults and inappropriate behavior. So you want to talk about being in a pickle, brother. This is about the worst pickle I've ever seen anybody be in.
Oh yeah, this is one big fat dill spear pickle right here that Houston finds themselves in. So it's hard for us to speculate what would be the right or the correct way to handle this. Cause like you said, you want to be there for your guys. You want to have your player or players, you know, whatever it may be, get their due process. And we got to remember that every player, you know, anybody that's accused of anything, felonies or anything like this, deserves their day in court, deserves their due process. So we can't jump the gun too much. But when you have 22 allegations, that's a whole lot of smoke that could lead to a whole huge forest fire.
Hey, speaking of fire, great segue. Jim McMahon has come out and really, really went after his old team, the Chicago Bears, which, by the way, if you forget, he also was a Green Bay Packer, did win a Super Bowl with Brett Favre as he was the backup for the Green Bay Packers. Just think of the irony there. But is he right in what he's saying about the Chicago Bears and their quarterback situation? Quite frankly, I think he's right 100%. And when the more I think about it, the more I think Jim McMahon maybe should be making some decisions for the Chicago Bears in the future.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, with McMahon, I've always been a McMahon fan. I mean, look, when I was a kid, I bought his book and the whole thing and the whole Super Bowl shuffle, enjoyed that. I always liked his openness, his directness. I remember when he talked about BYU, brother. He said the best thing about BYU was seeing it in his rearview mirror. But I know that now he has some issues from his playing days in terms of, you know, how he can think, and he has, you know, concussion issues and the stuff. So I don't know about him getting into front offices and making decisions for the Bears, but I do agree with him. I mean, look, who's the best quarterback for the Bears the last 20 years?
The best quarterback in general is Jim McMahon, dude. I'm sorry,
right,
but that,
right,
to me, he's the guy. So I just feel like, you know, what he said is pretty much on point, and that's why I'm thinking if he cares that much – Maybe he should make some decisions. And, hey, I want to ask you this before we got to get to a break. Trey Lance, okay, obviously a guy that comes from a small school, but I think this guy's a very rare talent. So what's the limit? What's the sky for this guy? Do you have any clue?
Look, he has, to me, he has the same issue to me that Zach Wilson's going to have, or the question, who do you play against? You know, his level of competition. However, you know, the thing that a person like Trey Lance has is that he plays football the way that kind of the NFL is going now. He can move around. He can extend plays. He has an arm. Like I've heard some people talk about his arm. I'm like, what are you guys not seeing on tape? Because this guy can sling it and he can throw it downfield. He appears to be, you know, not one of those guys you're going to have to worry about being on the 5 o'clock news either. So I think, you know, whoever gets Trey Lance or is going to take a chance on him is going to get a good ball player. It's just about his ability to adjust to the pro game, because, you know, you go from high school to college. Okay. You have a quickness. You got a speed of the game. You got to catch up to. Now you're going from college. You're going to the pros. You're not going Division One to the pros. You're going a lower division to the pros. And so the speed of the game is going to be even, you know, that much quicker for him. So we'll see what happens. But I think Trey Lance is going to be just fine as a pro.
All right, so real quickly before we take a break, a lot of hype once again about the Cleveland Browns, and you know what I say about the Cleveland Browns. You got to do it before you got to walk the walk, before you talk the talk. But at the end of the day, a lot of people still very high on the Cleveland Browns, thinking Super Bowl once again.
Yeah, they are, but like you said, I'm right there with you. And until you do it, until you make the playoffs and get a win and advance multiple times in multiple years, I'll believe it when I see it.
I agree. Show me the money, baby. Do it, get it done, and then obviously we will have different things to say about you. Got to keep it close, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
With the third pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Quinnen Williams, nose tackle, Alabama. With the first pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Kyler Murray, quarterback.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Receive a $5 rebate by trading up a non-contact thermometer toward an Exergen temporal scanner purchased at any retailer. Fever is a leading symptom of COVID, and using an accurate thermometer has never been more critical. In published studies, no-touch thermometers miss more fevers than they detect. While the new COVID vaccines are becoming more widely available, it is important to make sure you are protected. Monitor for fever with an accurate thermometer backed by more than 80 published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Details at Exergen.com, where accuracy matters.
Hi, this is Ron Barr, and I've got great news for anyone suffering from ongoing pain due to aging, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Relief Factor is a 100% research-based formula that was created to combat the root causes of inflammation. Relief Factor is designed to address sore muscles, stiff joints, aches, and the general discomfort you may feel. There are four key ingredients, and each approaches the body's natural inflammatory response function from a different metabolic pathway. And they've got something special for Sports Byline Network listeners. You can get their three-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. Head to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-500-8384. Relief Factor helps to support a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort from the effects of daily living, and you can get yours at ReliefFactor.com or by calling 1-800-500-8384. Your life, your freedom. Get back to living at ReliefFactor.com.
We save big money with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and use the cash to take a family vacation.
To Hawaii.
Who's up for a luau?
Yay!
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough to go to Hawaii. They'll probably use it for things like the mortgage and groceries, or even a travel magazine, so at least they can see pictures of Hawaii.
Aloha!
Yes, say hello to those beautiful Hawaiian beaches in that magazine. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I can do this.
Welcome back in, everybody. Yeah, I definitely can do this. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We've spent a lot of time talking NFL, draft, free agency, you name it. We've got you covered in every way, shape, or form. Get at us a couple different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, The Real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, I want to jump back into kind of a mixed mash of things. Maybe we'll start with the NBA once again. Look, we talked about Steph Curry. We talked about your guy, Jason Tatum, and what the Boston Celtics have been able to do lately. But quite frankly, we got to give some love to our Phoenix Suns, man. I'm starting to jump on the wagon a little bit as far as them being a contender and a team that could potentially get through the Western Conference. And again, a lot of this, at least in my humble opinion, has to do with the health of certain teams and certain squads, like the Los Angeles Lakers, who LeBron is out right now, AD is out. They're definitely on their way back. But again, health, I think, is going to be extremely important. And the Lakers have slipped all the way down to five. The Suns are in two. The Jazz are in the one spot. You got the Clippers in the three spot. And then the Denver Nuggets, who, by the way, I think they took a terrible hit with Jamal Murray being knocked out for 9 to 12 months the other night. I watched that game, too, by the way, when he tore his ACL. And I knew it, man. Coming from a guy that's torn his ACL twice, both knees, one and one, I knew exactly when he did it, bro, that he tore his ACL and that his season was going to be over and done with. So with that being said, I think it's going to be difficult for the Denver Nuggets, because think of that 1-2 punch they had with he and Joker, and then you throw Porter in the mix a little bit. You obviously got Gordon and things like that, but I'm sorry, Jamal Murray to me was so important to the success of the Denver Nuggets. So quite frankly, bro, take the Denver Nuggets out of the equation, but that could open the door for maybe the Portland Trail Blazers or maybe even the Dallas Mavericks, bro, which, by the way, holy cow, Luka Doncic came up with such an amazing shot the other night. Just incredible the way that he was able to hit the shot and win the game for his team. So got to give some love to our Phoenix Suns, man.
No, we do. And, you know, I'm not ready to jump on the train, the Suns train just yet. It's kind of like a Cleveland Brown thing to me. Get there. Show me you can get there. Show me that you can win some games. Maybe even get out of the first round, and make a run, you know, this year, next year, the years to come. And I'll jump on the train. I have no problem jumping on a Phoenix Suns train. You know, if they're going to show me that they can do it, over the course of this season, next season, and, you know, like I said, moving forward. But I'm not there yet completely with them. I know Chris Paul for sure has had a major impact on those young guys that we have here in Phoenix, DeAndre Ayton, Booker, you know, all those guys. So, you know, kudos to Chris Paul and the organization for bringing him in. But you got to show me that you can get there and then do some damage.
You know, Chris Paul, again, I've said it so many times, the forgotten MVP. And, you know, you put him on any team and he obviously makes them better. I love what this guy's done. I really do. And I'll be honest, dude. I didn't necessarily think he had this much left in the tank, and he's really, really played fantastic. So with that being said, I know you're not big on the MVP race, brother, but Coach of the Year, Monty Williams has got to be the guy, right?
Oh, you would think. Yeah, absolutely. Monty Williams would have to be, you know, the top pick or one of the top picks. In it, you know, and look, the Utah coach is going to be up there as well in the conversation. You know, Quinn Snyder in that conversation, and Doc Rivers is going to be in that conversation. But Monty Williams has done a remarkable job. And you know, Andy, I was high on this guy when they hired him. He's kind of gone through, or he's gone through the coaching ranks. You know, he kind of built his reputation up with some great coaches that he's been an assistant to. So I was very high on him, and this doesn't surprise me that he's got his team and that culture changed in the Phoenix Suns locker room.
Yeah, no, definitely done an amazing job of changing the culture here. I think that's the key, is when you've had so much success in like the early 90s, and obviously even in the late 90s when they were playing the Spurs, and you know, the days of Charles Barkley and Kevin Johnson and Tom Chambers, those are long gone. Even the days of Sean Marion, Steve Nash, and Amari Stoudemire, man, remember, and the Raja Bell days, the PJ Tucker days, like they're over, they're gone. And this is a new Phoenix Suns squad, and I honestly didn't think they could be this good. And when I'm wrong, I got to call myself out. And I've been extremely impressed with what the Phoenix Suns have done throughout the regular season. But like you, I'm a little bit hesitant because I've seen what having the best record does for the Milwaukee Bucks over the last couple of years. It wasn't that important. But I got to tell you, man, the year to have the best record in the NBA, I think, is this year, man. And I for a weird part of me says, you know what, the Milwaukee Bucks dropped the ball a little bit this season with not putting so much importance on having the best record in the league, with fans coming back into the stands a little bit, and just the importance of having that home court advantage throughout the playoffs. So I think it's going to bode well for Philadelphia. I think Brooklyn is a really, really good team if they're healthy. I'm telling you what, man, the Utah Jazz, they're good, man. This isn't an aberration. I watched them play the Lakers without Conley, without Mitchell, without Rudy Gobert, and these guys were stepping up. They didn't come away with the victory. At the end of the day, Dennis Schroeder was just too much. He played fantastic. Andre Drummond, again, he's going to pay dividends for the Lakers. If they can get those three guys on the floor, brother, I don't think there's anybody that can beat them 4 out of 7 games. And I don't think there's much that's going to change my mind.
No. My question is, are the Clippers? You know? It's one of those things where, like, Clippers have so much talent. They got good coaching as well. And so I'm interested to see what the Clippers do, because they get a lot of hype, one, because they're in L.A., but two, because they got a ton of talent. What are your thoughts with the Clips?
I'm not totally sure. I can't make up my mind. I feel like too much rides on Paul George, and I know he's been playing a little bit better as of late as well, but we know what the guy does in the postseason. And I saw a crazy stat the other day when they were late in the ball game and they needed a bucket, and they showed this stat from him where he's 6 of 50 late in ball games where they're trailing by a bucket and they need a big time score from him. I'm sorry, but those numbers are pretty pathetic at best, Mike. So I still think a lot rides on Paul George, and quite frankly, what he's shown us in the postseason, I would proceed with a lot of caution. I'm sorry, but getting rid of Lou Williams, this is a guy that just made a lot of buckets for you right. for a long, long time. And I don't know. I feel like they're missing a little something. Kawhi is great, we know that, but I just don't think this Clipper team is NBA Finals worthy, bro. I just really don't think so.
Yeah, see, that's my same question. When they traded Lou Williams to me, I was like, you're trading one of the best shooters in the league. You're going to get rid of that. And that's how kind of the NBA is played, is beyond the arc. And you're going to
we've talked about bucket getters, right? I mean, right. Lou Williams right. is a bucket getter, right? You don't have this guy on your lineup anymore. Nicholas Batum has come over, and he hasn't been that great for them. I'm sorry. I don't look at this and I look at it and say, this is a squad that's going to go all the way. I do like playoff Rondo. I guess that's a nice pickup they made for them, but I'm sorry, man. I just think too much rides on Paul George, and I guess what I'm trying to tell you, Mike, I don't trust Paul George. Do you?
No, I don't trust. No, he hasn't given me any reason to trust him down the stretch, and I don't know. You have to start to wonder maybe a little bit how much the Clippers trust him. I mean, look, they signed him to a big deal. They brought him in with all the hoopla with him and Kawhi. And Kawhi, you know, the whole story that Kawhi, this is the guy that he wanted. How much does, you know, Ballmer, the owner, really trust this guy down the stretch? Is he gonna bring the Clips? Is he gonna be one of those guys going to bring the Clips to their first championship? At this point, you'd have to say no. So, you know, this is a big playoff race or a big playoff run for somebody like Paul George.
Ty Lue in his first year with the Clippers, I was thinking he'd have more of an impact than he's had so far. What say you?
Yeah, I thought he would bring a little bit more to the show there for the Clips, and they would have, you know, a lot more success. Now, I mean, look, they're 39-19. They're two games behind the Suns. They're in the third place in the whole Western Conference. Most coaches are going to take that every day and twice on Sunday. So it's, you know, we talked about nitpicking these college football players. We may be nitpicking a little bit with the Clips and the success that they've had.
Are we sleeping on the Dallas Mavericks? I did mention them earlier. We know the shot-making ability that Luka Doncic has. I think Porzingis right. has some amazing shot-making ability as well. They've got a bunch of dudes that they can just throw at you. Hardaway, Brunson, you name it, man. I'm sorry, but they got a lot of dudes that can ball. I think if Dallas gets themselves in a decent position – look out, because anytime you got Luka on your squad, he's going to do some amazing things, and he's going to raise the level of people around him extremely high. So are you worried? Or not worried, but do you think the Dallas Mavericks are a team to be contended with in the Western Conference Finals?
Hey, look, if they get the right matchup in the playoffs and they get past, you know, let's say, you know, them and Portland switch positions in terms of 6 and 7, because that's what they are right now. Dallas is going to be a tough out because of Luka, because of, as you say, Zingy. You know, I mean, Porzingis, look, you got a 7'4" guy that can shoot threes, that can get himself inside. I mean, he's not the most physically domineering guy, but look, they present some problems. Like you said, they have a bunch of different guys they can throw at you. and create matchup issues. They just got to get past the injuries. They got to get in a little bit better consistency going into the playoffs.
Speaking of things we got to do, we got to take a break. We'll be back to wrap up this hour, parting shots, like we always do. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
You don't think we can win some ball games this year? We're going to win some ball games.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time with us here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Again, always live for your listening pleasure from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We come back in the wee hours of the night. We start at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Can get at us on Twitter. Follow us there. Check us out for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Some pretty good posts as of late. Some people have been getting definitely engaged in that with us as well. You can check us out on IG at The Real Dorf on Sports. And speaking of real, Mike Wilson, it's really your turn to give your parting shot, brother.
Look, my parting shot is simply this. Everybody that loves college football and loves the NFL, the draft is coming up. Let's quit nitpicking these college kids who are going to realize the ultimate dream in their sport and make football a living for them. All you need to do is look at the tape to see if they can play. You don't need the 40 time, how many times they bench 225. It's all on tape. It's right there. But quit nitpicking these players, please.
You know, it's kind of fun. I mean, that's what we got to do, man. And, you know, we talk about doing our homework on guys. And you know what? It makes more and more sense to me as we keep finding out things about individuals throughout the league. So do your homework a big time, if you ask me. Look, I also think there's something to having your name called and having a life-changing experience. And I think that that's ultimately what you were meaning by what you said about these guys having their dreams right in front of them, and then obviously being able to change the lives of themselves and their family instantly. So yeah, man, give these guys some credit that they've been putting their whole lives into being the best football player they can, and they get the opportunity to have their name called in front of everybody. For Mike, for Scott, for John Poulter, I'm Andy saying we'll catch you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.